Grading at 11 p.m. Suspended in tea and deadlines. The evening surrendered, wholesale, to a stack of essays and a promise made to 28 kids about feedback by Monday. The couch is comfortable, the show is paused, and you're sitting cross-legged with a mug gone lukewarm and a stack of essays that won't grade themselves, because you promised feedback by Monday and you keep the promises you make to kids even when nobody's checking. This is sacrifice by choice, not by force. The evening you're giving up isn't being taken from you, it's being offered on purpose for a reason you believe in. There's a strange peace available inside this suspension, if you let there be. You're not stuck. You're paused deliberately upside down from your usual evening, seeing the work from an angle you wouldn't get any other way. Let the sacrifice be sacred instead of just tiring. It is, if you choose to see it that way. What may cross your path? You'll give up an evening you didn't have to for a deadline that matters to someone else more than you. You'll see a piece of work, an essay, a project, a plan, differently by staring at it far too long. A promise you made about turnaround time will cost you more than you expected, and you'll keep it anyway. You'll find something small and satisfying in the pause itself, not just in finishing. Let the sacrifice count as devotion, not just exhaustion. The framing changes what the hour costs you. Your mantra, this pause is mine, and it's for something that matters.